愿大家平安。
May peace be with everyone.
我想继续跟大家来查考转向神这个题目。
I'd like to continue the topic of return to God with everyone.
我们请回来看撒迦利亚书第一章。
Let's turn back to the book of Zechariah chapter 1.
第三节。
Verse 3.
我从第二节看。
Start with verse 2.
神曾经撒迦利亚书第一章第二节。
The book of Zechariah chapter 1 verse 2.
神曾经对你们列祖大大的发怒，第三节。
Verse 3.
所以你要对以色列人说，万军的神如此说，你们要转向我，我就要转向你们。这是万军的神说的。
Verse 2. The Lord has been very angry with your fathers. Verse 3. Therefore say to them, Thus says the Lord of hosts, Return to me, says the Lord of hosts, and I will return to you, says the Lord of hosts.
这个第三节说，所以你要对以色列百姓说，表示第二节是原因。
In verse 3 it says, Therefore, say to the people of Israel, it means that the reason behind this saying is in verse 2.
那为什么我们人要转向神？
Why is it that we as men need to return to God?
第二节说，因为神曾经向你们列祖大大的发怒。
The reason is in verse 2. It says, The Lord has been very angry with your fathers.
就是神在生气了，所以要赶快回来吧。
It is because God is angry, that is why we need to return back to Him.
我们常常发现世界上在交朋友，有时候你只要讲一句话得罪他，过来他就把你当作不存在。
We know that with the friends in this world, sometimes we can offend them with a few words and then the friendship would be broken.
那一生他就不理你啊。
And this friend may never speak to you again.
因为他觉得少你一个也没有少什么。
Because he feels that he would not lack anything without you as a friend.
那一个这么伟大的神。
But we are facing this great God.
那这么多的人。
And there are so many people in this world.
为什么我们离开神，神会生气。
Why is that when we say that we want to depart from God, God would get angry at us?
其实神也可以像人一样，你离开我就算了，你走吧。
Because God can be like that friend who would be very willing to leave without looking back.
因为没有你，我也没有少什么。
Because he would not feel anything different without us as a friend.
为什么人我们转离开神，神会生气呢？
But why is it that when we turn away from God, God gets angry?
原因就是因为神爱我。
It is because God loves us.
神生气就是希望我们回转向他。
The reason why God gets angry is that he is hoping that we will return to him.
因为神很爱我们，他希望我们能够回头跟他有更亲密的关系，所以他可以给我们更大的祝福。
Because God loves us, he wants us to return back to him because he wants us to receive even greater blessings.
所以神的怒气是因为神爱我们。
So the reason why God gets angry, is that God loves us.
如果神不爱我们了，你怎么走、怎么去啊？你神都不会管我们了。
If God does not love us, He would care less whether we leave Him or not.
那这里说，你转向我，我就转向你们。
It says here, "Return to me, and I will return to you."
一个人如果回转向神。
If we return to God,
他的人生是可以预测的。
We will have a life that is predictable.
一定是好的。
And it will surely be good.
这个是圣经神的话，也是古圣徒我们看他们人生的结论，一个结果。
This is from the word of God, and this is also what we observe of the saints from the Bible.
但是如果我们不转向神，
But if we refuse to return to God,
我们把前途抄在自己的手里。
If we try to own our future or grasp it in our hands,
我们的未来就没有办法预测。
Our future will be unpredictable.
因为我们只是人。
Because we are mere humans.
太多的变数我们是没有办法掌控的。
There are so many variables in life we cannot control.
那下一个问题就是，那我怎么才叫做转向神？
So the next question we might have is, how can we return back to God?
我们现在来看《帖撒罗尼迦前书》。
Let's turn to 1 Thessalonians chapter
第一章。
Chapter 1.
帖撒罗尼迦前书第一章。
1 Thessalonians chapter 1.
第九节跟第十节。
Verses 9 and 10.
因为他们自己已经报名 我们是怎样进到你们那里，你们是怎样离弃偶像归向神，要服侍那又真又活的神。第十节
Verse 10,
等候他的儿子从天降临，就是他从死里复活那位救我们脱离将来愤怒的耶稣。这个第九节跟第十节我们这样仔细读，你就发现信仰生活有三个阶段。
If we read verses 9 and 10 carefully, we'll find that there's three stages in our life of faith.
第一个阶段就是要归向神。
The first stage is to return to God.
那第二个阶段就是要服侍神。
The second stage is to serve God.
那第三个阶段就是要等候神。
And the third stage is to wait for God.
啊，等候神就是等主耶稣再来。
What it means to wait for God is to wait for the Second coming of Lord Jesus Christ.
那个最后最大最荣耀的盼望就要实现。
The greatest, the most glorious hope will be realized then.
就是我们要复活。
That is, we'll be resurrected.
跟主耶稣要有荣耀的身体。
And we will receive the same glorious body with Lord Jesus Christ.
那在天国来承受神要给我们的赏赐。
And we will receive the inheritance in the heavenly kingdom.
但是要做到这一步以前，
But before we reach that step,
啊，我们要服侍神。
We need to serve God.
就是神托付我们每一个人有责任。
God has given us, each one of us, our own responsibilities.
好像马太福音二十五章所提到的，啊，那个银子有给五千的，也有两千的，也有一千的。
In Matthew chapter 25, it records that their servants are received, one talent, five talent, and two talents.
哦，那主人回来的时候就要算账。
And when the master returns, he would make an account with them.
所以主耶稣再来的时候要算账。
So when the Lord Jesus comes, he will clear the accounts with us.
因此这个服侍神就是把神的托付把它做好。
What does it mean to serve God? It is to do well what God has entrusted to us.
但是我们发现教会很多圣工，为什么做圣工的人很少？
We know that there are many types of holy work in the church, but how come there are few that serve?
你要问一些没有办法做圣工的人，每一个人都有理由。
If you were to survey those who are not serving God, each one of them will give you a different reason.
有的一辈子哦，从受洗到死都没有做过圣工。
I know there are members that have not served God, in any capacity from the time they were baptized to the time they die.
每一个阶段都有理由。
Because they had an excuse at every stage.
那我们再回来看，为什么我们没有办法服侍神
？Let's return to the Bible to see why is it that we're unable to serve God.
就前面第一个阶段。
The first stage is
就是要离开偶像归向神。
Because we need to first depart from idols and return to God.
如果人没有办法归向神，你就没有办法服侍神。
If we're unable to return to God, we're not able to serve God.
也就是说，如果我们生活不是以神为中心。
If we do not live a God-centered life,
有很多事情比神还重要。
And we consider many things more important than God.
那我们就没有办法服侍神。
We will not be able to serve God.
所以有很多的原因听起来都是很合理的。
It seems that there are many excuses that sound reasonable.
那个合理是在一个基础之下，有很多事情比神还重要，这样来讲是合理的。
And you can say it from a fundamental level, there are many things that are more important than God.
但是当一个人的观念改变
，But once a person's thoughts or mind has been transformed，
神最重要
，And the person thinks that God is the most important。
那你就发现，我们做圣工啊，就渐渐会一直在进步。
We'll find that this person will do more and more work to serve God。
那要做到神最重要，就是要离开偶像。
In order for us to be able to consider God as the most important, we need to first depart from idols.
那我们从旧约圣经看起来，偶像有两类。
If we look, study from the Old Testament, we can say that there are two types of idols.
这个两类的偶像啊，都会阻挡我们跟神的关系。
And these two types of idols will prevent us from drawing closer to God.
第一类的偶像是以色列百姓自己造的。
The first type of idols were made by the Israelites themselves.
就是神的选民自己造的。
They were made by the own chosen people of God.
第二类的偶像。
The second type of idols.
就是外邦人所造的。
Were made by the outsiders, the Gentiles.
所以我们今天在看、哦、信仰生活的偶像也是有两类。
So in our spiritual life, we'll find that we also have two types of idols.、
第一类就是在信仰生活里面自己造出来的。
There are those idols that have been created out of our life of faith.、
第二个偶像就是我们在外邦人当中这个文化的潮流所带来的。
And the second type of idols have been carried over from the world outside that have been created by、unbelievers.
那这两类的偶像都会影响我们跟神的关系。
And both types of idols will affect our relationship with God.
好，首先我们来看到底以色列百姓造了什么偶像。
So now let's first study what kind of idols the Israelites created for themselves.
我们看列王记下十八章。
Let's turn to 2 Kings chapter 18.
列王记下十八章。
2 Kings chapter 18.
十八章的第四节。
Verse 4.
列王记下十八章第四节。
Second Kings chapter 18 verse 4。
我们从第三节开始。
Let's start reading from verse 3。
西西家行了神眼中看为正的事，效法他主大卫一切所行的。第四节。
Verse 4。
他废去丘坛，毁坏柱像，砍下木偶，打碎摩西所造的铜蛇。因为到那时以色列人仍向铜蛇烧香。西西家叫铜蛇为铜块。
Verse 3, and he did what was right in the sight of the Lord, according to all that his father David had done. Verse 4, he removed the high places and broke the sacred pillars, cut down the wooden image and broke into pieces the bronze serpent that Moses had made. For until those days, the children of Israel burn incense to it and call it Nehushtan.
这个从西西家往上推、哦、有很多王。
There were many kings before the king Hezekiah.、
哦、所以，但是这个很多王里面、哦、有好王有坏王。
There were good and bad kings among them.、
哦、那西西家他能够超越很多他的父亲或者父亲的父亲那些坏王，直接以大卫为他的榜样。
Nehemiah was able to. Hezekiah was able to transcend all the kings directly call King David as his father.
那有的人就是从父亲抄下来，父亲是坏王，孩子跟着坏。
Because in the Bible, it often records how a king is the son of another king who is bad, so the bad king kind of gave rise to a bad king.
孩子没有办法超越父亲的这个影响。
Because then the king, the sons could not surpass their father in terms of their deeds.
但是西西家他能够超越他父亲坏的影响，直接从大卫学，他变成好王。
But we see that Hezekiah was able to somehow be good, even though he had a bad father, he was able to become a good king.
那他当王以后，这里第四节在记载他做很多的好事，那其中一个最重要就是什么？打掉偶像。
After he became king, he did many things right in the sight of the Lord, and among them, he was to destroy the idols.
结果我们就很惊讶，其中有一个偶像竟然是摩西所造的。
And in this description, we are surprised because one of the idols was actually made by Moses himself.
摩西这个人是最痛恨偶像的。
Moses detested idols.
所以我们知道，以色列百姓拜偶像差不多被神灭掉。
And we know that the Israelites almost were destroyed by God because of idols.
摩西祷告，神才赦免。
And because of Moses' prayer, they were saved.
那为什么摩西造偶像呢？
Why is it that Moses made this idol?
这个第四节说他所造的铜蛇。
In verse 4, it says that it was the bronze serpent that Moses made.
那我们就知道说，铜蛇的故事是什么？
At this point, we need to know the history behind the bronze serpent.
以色列百姓因为走旷野路很难走，就开始发怨言。
Because at the time, the Israelites were walking in the wilderness for quite a while, and so they started to complain against God.
哇，这个天地这么热，没有什么好东西，这天天吃一样的玛拿。
They felt they were walking in very bad weather. They had nothing to eat except for manna.
没有感谢的心。
They did not have a heart of thanksgiving.
那神就允许火蛇就进到他们里面。
And so God allowed serpents of fire to enter among them.
那被火蛇咬就很多死掉，因为神不喜欢人发怨言。
And whoever was bitten by the serpent died because God did not want them to complain.
因为发怨言, 就表示神不够好。
Because when they complained, it meant that they were saying that God was not good to them.
神带领的道路是错误的。
And they considered God's guidance incorrect.
这样当然是神不高兴啊。
Of course, God was not pleased with these types of complaints.
那后来神就给他们一个解决方法。
And later, God gave them a solution.
就是如果你被火蛇咬到,
God said, if you are bitten by the serpent, you have one hope.
你再回头看那个铜蛇, 你就得救了, 就不会死了。
If you lift up your eyes to look at the bronze serpent, you will be saved.
所以这个铜蛇不是神啊。
So we know that this bronze serpent was not a god.
这个铜蛇是神用来传达神的恩典。
The bronze serpent was a tool or a vessel that God used to pass on his message.
到约翰福音就解释啊，那个铜蛇就是主耶稣啊。
To send his blessing. In the book of John, we find that this bronze serpent represented the Lord Jesus himself.
我们就回头仰望主耶稣，我们就得救了。
It means that if we lift up our eyes to look at Lord Jesus, we will be saved.
但是到西西家那个时候，就把铜蛇叫做铜块。
However, it was passed on until the time of King Hezekiah, and at the time, this bronze serpent was called Nehushtan.
因为他们继续向那个铜蛇烧香。
They continued to offer incense to this bronze serpent.
所以铜蛇变成偶像。
And to them, the bronze serpent had become an idol.
那今天这个在告诉我们什么？
So what does this teach us today?
神为着要传达他的讯息。
In order to send God's message,
所以神有拣选他的工人。
God selected his worker.
那这些工人是传达神的讯息，传达神的恩典的一个工具。
And these workers were tools that God used to send his message and his blessings.
但是如果我们把这个神所用的这个器皿，这个工人把它抬高变成神一样，那个就是偶像。
But if we uplift these tools of God to a status equal to God, then they have become idols to us.
所以你看这个世界上比较突出的人都是被崇拜的。
If we look at this world, those who are more talented, who are very distinguished, they are often worshipped by others.
有一次我在看中文报纸，什么粉丝，我真的看不懂，以为什么米粉、什么粉丝。
So in the Chinese newspaper, we will talk about so-and-so, that there are many fans of a certain person.
后来我才发现，不是粉米粉，这个是他的迷，他有很多崇拜他的人。
And these fans would idolize their idols, whoever that might be.
但是在教会里面有时候也会这样。
But in the church, we also see this happening sometimes.
彼得行了第一个神迹在美门门口。
When Peter performed the first miracle at the beautiful gate,
那周围的人怎么反应?
How did the people around him react to that?
看《使徒行传》第三章。
Let's turn to the book of Acts chapter 3.
彼得行传，使徒行传第三章十二节。The
book of Acts chapter 3 verse 12.
从11节开始。Let's
start from verse 11.
那人正在称为所罗的廊下，拉着彼得、约翰众百姓一起跑到那里，觉得很稀奇。十二节。Verse
12.
彼得看见就对百姓说：“以色列人啊，为什么把这个事当作稀奇呢？为什么定睛看我们，以我们凭着自己的能力跟虔诚使这个人行走呢？”所以好多人一直看彼得。哎呀，这个彼得真的，他很虔诚，很会祷告。所以你看，今天神迹显出来。At
the time, many people looked at Peter intently. They were amazed. They thought it is perhaps Peter that prayed so hard. That's why he performed miracle.
所以把神迹显出来归于彼得的虔诚。 还有，归于彼得的能力。
And so when they saw miracles performed, they attributed the miracles to the devoutness of Peter and his prayers and his power.
这个就是偶像。
It means that he had become an idol to them.
所以彼得说不是啊。
But Peter denied this.
16节。
He said in verse 16.
因为信他的名，他的名便叫你们所看见认识的人健壮了。
It says it is his name, through faith in his name, that has made this man strong.
是因为主耶稣这个名有能力有权柄啊，不是彼得。
He said it is because of the name of the Lord Jesus Christ that made this man well, and it is not because of Peter.
那彼得只是传达神的恩典的一个器皿而已啊。
And Peter was merely a vessel through which God sent and performed his miracle.
所以教会如果有神同工，一定会兴旺。
So in today in our church, if God works with us, the work of the church will be prosperous.
我们只要过圣洁的生活，大家热心祷告，爱神，圣工就会兴旺。
If we live a life of holiness and we're fervent in prayer and we love God, the work of the church will be prosperous.
那神用什么工人，这个都不是最重要。
It is not important which workers God uses to perform this work.
不是人让圣工兴旺，是神让圣工兴旺。
It is not up to the people to prosper the work of the church. It is up to God.
所以我们在整个信仰的生活当中，
So in our spiritual life,
要把是恩典的神跟神传达神恩典的这个器皿，也需要把它分清楚。
We need to be very clear in our mind, the difference between God who sent the blessings and the people through, through whom the blessings come.
那后来保罗也行了神迹。
Later on, Paul also performed miracles.
保罗行了神迹以后，
After Paul performed miracles,
结果大家就也是治好一个瘸腿的。
He healed a person that was lame.
在十四章，使徒行传十四章。
Let's turn to Acts chapter 14.
结果有人就牵的牛羊来要献祭给保罗跟巴拿巴。
So after this has happened, people took their livestock to want to sacrifice them to Paul and Barnabas.
十四节。
In verse 14,
保罗巴拿巴保罗使徒听见就撕裂衣裳，跳进众人中间。十五节。
Verse 15,
说诸君为什么做这个事呢？我们也是人，性情跟你们一样，传福音给你们，叫你们离弃这些虚妄，归向创造天地海其中万物的神。这里保罗讲得很清楚，我们也是人，性情跟你们一样。
Here Paul said very clearly, we also are men with the same nature as you.
所以从这里我们就知道，我们在这个教会，特别在我们教会里面，我们不高举人。
So from this we learn that in our church we should not lift up the name of any other person.
所以你看一般教会，布道会是谁？哇，这个名字都举得很高。
In other denominations, whenever they have evangelical service, they often uplift the name of the preacher.
而且包括他的抬头，他是博士，他是做什么都写得很清楚。
They would state very clearly what type of a PhD degree they have,
但是我们教会,
what credentials they have.
我们教会从传统到现在不这样做。
But from the start of our church history, we don't do this.
不以神的所用的工具来吸引人，而是以神的道理跟神的能力，主耶稣的名来吸引人。
So we do not use the fame of the people to attract people to come and listen. Rather, we rely on the word and the power of God.
所以这是第一个在信仰当中有时候会造偶像出来，这个神不喜欢。
So this is the first type of idols we need to pay attention to. This is the type of idols we can make out of our belief in God.
那第二个偶像，
The second type of idols,
四世纪第八章，
are recorded in the book of Judges, chapter 8.
四世纪第八章，
Judges, chapter 8.
二十七节，
Verse 27.
第八章二十七节
Chapter 8 verse 27
基甸以此制造了一个以弗德设立在本城厄弗他后来以色列人拜了那以弗德行的邪淫这就做基甸跟全家的网络
Verse 27 Then Gideon made it into an ephod and set it up in his city Ophrah And all Israel play the harlot with it there. It became a snare to Gideon and to his house.
这个基甸啊，在他服侍神的一生当中，做了一件错事。他做很多好事，只有一件错事。
Gideon did many good things in his life. He made only one mistake.
就是他们跟米甸人征战的时候，打败了米甸人。
It was after the time when he had defeated the Midianites.
就得到很多的战略品, 那里面很多的金银宝石。
After he defeated the Midianites, they received many plunder or money.
基甸就吩咐他们, 把这个金银收起来, 然后造一个以弗德。
And so he asked his people to collect all the gold and silver, and with that they made an ephod.
以弗德是做什么?
What is the ephod for?
以弗德就是旧约时代他们要到圣殿里面服侍神要穿的一件圣衣。
It is a piece of holy clothing they need to use in order to go into to worship God.
那这件圣衣的材料是基甸领导去打胜战所抢来的金子所做的。
And the materials with which they made this piece of clothing was obtained with Gideon fighting the Midianites.
那后来讲最后说，后来以色列人拜了以弗德行的邪淫。
And it says that later the Israelites play the harlot with this piece of clothing.
然后做基甸跟全家的网罗。
And it became a snare to Gideon and to his house.
这个网罗就是被他抓住了。 对他不利啊。
It means it is a snare because it trapped him.
因为本来这件衣服是穿来拜神的。
Because this piece of clothing was intended to be worn to worship God.
但是每一次人看到这件衣服就想说，你知道这个金子从哪里来吗？
But every time people looked at this ephod, they thought to themselves, do you know where this material came from?
这个金子是因为基甸带领我们大圣战所抢来的。
They would say that we have the material because Gideon had led us to fight the Midianites and we won, and that's how we got it.
所以这一件金做的以弗德 反而用来纪念基甸的功劳。
And so this piece of ephod then became a symbol of triumph for Gideon and his ability in battles.
所以以后人一看到这个以弗德就想念基甸，而不是想念神的能力。
So later on, every time someone looked at the ephod, they remember Gideon's prowess.
其实如果我们看整个故事，
But if we study the entire story,
他要跟那个米甸人征战。
When he was about to fight the Midianites,
首先有超过3万人要参加。
There were more than 30,000 people who wanted to join.
那打仗不是人越多越好吗？ 人还站住就把他压倒了。
Normally in battle, the more people you have, the better off you will be.
但是神说不能够这么多人。
But God said you should not take this many people.
为什么？
Why?
第七章。
In chapter 7.
第二节。
Verse 2.
神对基甸说，跟随你人过多，不能将米甸人交在手里， 免得以色列人向我夸大说， 是我们自己的手救了我们。
Verse 2, And the Lord said to Gideon, The people who are with you are too many for me to give the Midianites into their hands, lest Israel claim glory for itself against me, saying, My own hand has saved me.
英文更清楚, claim the glory, 就是说夺取神的荣耀了, 变成自己的荣耀, 是因为我们人多。
God was afraid that they would then claim glory for themselves, thinking that they won the battle because they have many people.
所以害怕的可以走。
So therefore, he said that those who are afraid can leave.
只剩下一万人。
After that, only 10,000 remained.
那一万人还太多。
And he said that was still too many.
就叫他们喝水。
He asked them to drink.
那用手捧水来喝的。
And so those who scooped up the water to drink,
就可以去打仗。
Were chosen to fight.
结果只有300人。
And so there were 300 men.
那300人怎么有办法打遍？ 打败这么强盛的米甸人呢？
How is it that 300 men were able to defeat such a great army as the army of the Midianites?
这个就是神的能力，就是神的荣耀。
This is the glory of God, the demonstration of God's power.
但是这一件以弗德金做的彩衣，不是在纪念神的荣耀，反而是在纪念基甸。
But we see that when the people saw the ephod, they did not remember the power of God, but rather they remembered the power of Gideon.
这个就是人造的偶像啊。
And we can see how the people made this into an idol.
所以我们今天在教会里面哦, 我们不纪念谁的功德。
So today in our church, we should not remember the work of a certain individual.
我们暗中做工, 做成了, 那神在生命册上就记我们的名字。
If we do work in secret, God will remember and record in the book of life.
所以我们对教会这个历史, 我们教会都不太注重。
And so in our church, we do not pay much attention to the history of the church.
因为历史总是要讲, 啊, 这个地区是谁开拓的, 这个地区谁来以后就发展。
Because when we emphasize the history of the church, it's inevitable that we will mention certain names of who has founded or started the church in this location and who were the founding members.
一个国家的历史就是要表明这个国家是因为几个人啊, 他有智慧有贡献, 所以国家变强盛。
And the history of the nation often records the founding fathers of what kind of contribution they have made to the nation.
但是我们真的就是要不注重这个历史。
But in our church, we do not put emphasis on this history.
因为整个教会的圣功发展，这是完全是神的作为。
Because it is totally up to the power of God to prosper the work of the church.
那人只是神拣选出来完成他作为的一个器皿。
And people that participated in this work were merely vessels chosen by God.
那如果神不做工，你要叫一个人来信主都很难。
If God does not work, then it is even very difficult for us to preach to one person.
所以我们在教会服侍神，不要一直纪念我们过去为了教会做了什么。
So as we serve in church, let us not remember what we have done for the church in the past.
有时候就会变成以弗德，变成我们自己的网络。
Because this remembrance will only become an idol to ourselves.
那变成惹神的发怒。
And we would incur the anger of God.
这是第二个以色列百姓做的偶像。
And this is the second idol that the Israelites made for themselves.
第三个。
The third.
我们看出埃及记32章。
Let's turn to Exodus chapter 32.
出埃及记的32章。
Exodus chapter 32.
我们从第一节来看。
Let's start from verse 1.
百姓见摩西吃不下山，大家就聚集到亚伦那里，对他说：“起来，为我们做神，可以在我们面前引路，因为那领我们出埃及那个摩西，我们不知道他遭了什么事。”
Verse 1, Now when the people saw that Moses delayed coming down from the mountain, the people gathered together to Aaron and said to him, Come, make us gods that shall go before us. For as for this Moses, the man who brought us up out of the land of Egypt, we do not know what has become of him.
这个中文翻作神像，那个像下旁边有点点点，原来没有像这个字。所以以色列百姓说，亚伦，请你为我们造神。
The people said to Aaron, Come, make us gods that shall go before make us gods.
那可以在我们前面引路。
Gods that shall go before us to guide the way for us.
那人怎么造神呢?
How can people make gods?
你最宝贵的金银都拿出来。
If you take out your most precious gold,
就把它造一个金牛犊。
And you make a golden calf.
就在金牛犊面前呢, 在那里敬拜它。
And you worship this calf.
就要借这个金牛犊来带领他们走旷野路。
And you ask the golden calf to lead you to walk the wilderness.
这是他们信仰软弱的时候造的。
And this is what they did during the time, a low time in their faith.
那神怎么看呢?
But how did God look at them?
第八节。
Verse 8.
他们快快偏离我所吩咐的道, 自己造了一个牛犊向他们下拜献祭。
Verse 8, They have turned aside quickly out of the way which I commanded them. They have made themselves a molded calf, and worshipped it and sacrificed to it, and said, This is your God, O Israel, that brought you out of the land of Egypt.
就是人造神，神就说，你已经偏离我了，因为你自己造一个神出来。
Once men made their own idols, God said, You have made for yourselves idols, and you have departed from me.
我们知道现在这个社会金钱万能。
In this society, money can do many things.
你有金钱，你可以买到很多东西。有金钱，你就有影响力。
If you have money, you can buy many things, and you will have influence over other people.
所以难怪啊，人就很注重追求钱。
And that's why people care very much about pursuing for money.
那有的人就把这个就搬到教会里面来。
So some people will then take this same concept into the church.
圣工没有发展，我们用钱了。
If the work of the church is not prosperous, we will put in more money.
就觉得说，你只要有钱，你在教会里面就能够做很多事情。
And some may even think that if you have money, you can do a lot more work in the church.
那有钱，你就发现你在教会有影响力。
And if you have money, we will have more influence over other members in the church.
所以有时候教会就变成一个好像一个公司的股东这样。
And then in this way, the church may even turn into a company with a governing board.
这个是危险的。
And so it is very dangerous.
如果我们想啊，教会是能够用钱来发展的，那个钱就是金牛犊。
If we prosper the church using money, this money is the golden calf.
就是你们为我造神啊，就用金造的来引导我们。
Because they had wanted to ask for a golden calf that would lead their way.
只要有神同在。
As long as we have God's guidance.
只要有神在动工。
As long as we have God working among us,
不会缺乏钱。
Our church will not lack money.
因为神只要有他一点点的灵感动大家，我想每个人都很乐意奉献。
God only has to use His Spirit to move us. Many people will be willing to offer.
所以整个圣工的发展不是钱在推动的，是神本身的大能大力跟神的爱在感动的。
And so the work of the church is not pushed forward by the money we put in, but rather it is God who moves the people to prosper the work of the church.
所以我们从来不为着要让信徒奉献更多的钱财，我们讲了很多偏离圣经的道理。
And so in our church, we'll never preach a sermon that takes a departure away from the truth of the Bible in order for the members to contribute more money to the church.
但是我们在电视里面，你常常看到，包括一个在 Houston， 他为着收到更多的奉献，他讲很多的道理，其实是跟圣经原来意思是不一样的。
But we will see that from many televangelists, including one in Houston, the preachers there would preach words that is... not according to the Bible in order to solicit more money to their church.
把教会当作一个事业在经营。
And so in this way, they treat the church as a business that they are running.
事业最注重什么?
What is most important for a business?
收入。
The income of the business.
你有收入,你可以做很多事情。
If you have income, then you can push forward many work in this business. 所以这
是我们的所整个大方向不一样的。
And so this is a major difference in terms of our direction from other churches.
不能够在教会造金牛犊，要这样来引导教会的方向跟教会的进步。
We cannot make for ourselves golden calves to guide the church in a certain direction or influence the church in a certain direction.
所以在以西结书里面呢。
That is why in the book of Ezekiel,
以色列百姓在拜偶像。
The people of Israel were worshipping idols.
后来神就把以西结提到灵界的高处去看。
And so God lifted up Ezekiel, his spirit, to a high place to look.
结果他发现哦，拜偶像在哪里？不只是在外面了，拜偶像是在神的殿里面了。
And Ezekiel saw with his eyes that those who worshipped the idols were not from outside of the temple, but those were inside.
所以原来这个神的殿充满神的荣耀，但是因为里面有人在拜偶像，神的荣耀就渐渐离开了。
Even though the temple of God was so glorious, but because the people were worshipping idols inside the temple, the glory of God was fading.
所以我们需要用真理来带领我们教会，使我们教会里面没有偶像，神最重要，神的荣耀最大。
So we need to lead the church with the truth of the Bible so that we do not have idols inside the church. We need to glorify God.
一切都要用信心来靠神。
And we need to do everything according to faith by relying on God.
这样离开偶像归向神。
We need to depart from idols and return to God.
我们就可以看到神的荣耀显明。
If we do this, we will surely see the glory of God.
那我们下一次再来查考，那外邦人所造的偶像是什么？
During the next session, we'll study the idols that have been made by Gentiles.
怎么叫做离开偶像？
And what it means to depart from idols.
唱诗。
Let's sing hymn.
20首。